insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Let's take the word of God tonight, and we will go to Psalm chapter number 23. Psalm chapter 23. I'm so grateful that you're here, and thank for your faithfulness to the Lord's house. Psalm chapter 23. I think most of us know this psalm. This is known as the Shepherd's Psalm. Some have called it the sweetest psalm in all of the Bible. It has brought great comfort. It has brought great care to the people of God. Because this psalm is from, obviously, our heavenly shepherd, but David, under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, as a shepherd of sheep, writing this at the very end of his life, David had something to say. Psalm 23, verse number 1, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures." Would you notice this? "He leadeth me beside the still waters." Verse 3, "He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Now notice back at verses 2 and 3, the end of verse 2 says, "He leadeth me beside the still waters." And then in verse number 3, he says, "He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." Now, I want us to look at that little phrase, "He leadeth me." And tonight, that's what I'm going to preach to you on. The shepherd leads me. There is nothing more precious in life than the leadership of the Lord. When you know that you are doing what God has led you to do. And by the way, all of God's leadings are in accordance with His Word. God will never lead you to do something that violates His precious word. God would never lead you to do something in direct disobedience to the principles of God's word. But David gave this beautiful phrase, "He leadeth me." Now I want you to look at those two personal pronouns, "he" and "me." Now who is the "he"? Well, that is God. Think of Him. He is the great and almighty one. the creator of the heavens and the earth, the one who upholds all things by the word of his power, the unerring, the unchangeable, the all-seeing, the all-knowing, and all-powerful God. So that is the He. But I want you to notice the me. Now, you know the me, that's us. What about us? Well, poor, trembling, wayward, often straying, often sinning, often erring man, unworthy, unfit, not entitled to the least of God's blessings. But isn't it amazing that God connects He and me with the precious word leadeth? He leadeth me. Aren't you thankful tonight that all of us as God's people can know the leading of the Lord? We can know it. Let's look at some things about the shepherd leads me. Number one, his leading is personal. His leading is personal. Now, brethren, I can tell you some basic Bible truths about what is God's will for your life. God's will is for you to be saved. We know that. God's will is for you to live a holy and separated life. God's will is for you to follow Christ. God's will is for you to not forsake the assembling of ourselves. There are many general things that I can share with you that is God's will. But brethren, can I tell you something? I cannot tell you how God is leading in your life. Because God's leading is personal. Let us be very careful as Christians to not to try to dictate God's personal leadership to other people's life. That's very dangerous to do. It is almost as if we know better than God. God's leading is very personal, and every believer should live a God-led life. It is a life that I am following the Lord. And by the way, you know, often when you are following the Lord, some people do not understand God's leading in your life. They do not understand it, but that's okay, because if God is leading, then that's all that matters. His leading is very personal. Now, when David gave Psalm chapter 23, he says, "The Lord is my shepherd." So if the Lord is our shepherd, by the way, that's very personal. He's my shepherd. And that means we have the personal direction of the Lord. But David is speaking here about a sheep. Here is a sheep talking about his shepherd. And brethren, can I tell you something about sheep? Sheep have no sense of direction. They do not know where to go. In fact, sheep are the only type of animal that has to have a shepherd. They have to have a shepherd. Sheep cannot survive without a human shepherd to lead them, to take care of them, to provide for them, to guide them in life. They have to have a shepherd. And by the way, it would have been nice if the Lord would have referred to us as lions or bears or something courageous. But you know what the Lord said? All we like what?
Sheep.
We're sheep. That's exactly what we are. And can I tell you what that means is we don't know the right path to take. None of us are so clever and so wise without the leadership of the Lord to know what is best for our life. In fact, the Bible tells us that there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Do you know that you can deceive your own self? In fact, the Bible tells us in Jeremiah that the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked above all things. Who can know it? God says you can't trust your heart. You cannot trust what you think is best. You need the leading of the Lord. Now, we understand that sheep have no sense of direction. They need someone to lead them. But we also know something about sheep. Sheep have poor eyesight. In fact, the only way that they can see where the shepherd is leading is to stay close to the shepherd. They cannot see afar off. And brethren, you and I, we don't know what tomorrow holds for us, do we not? In fact, the Bible says, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." And brethren, if we don't know what tomorrow holds, then I believe that indicates that we need to trust our shepherd. We need to allow our shepherd to lead us. Now, by the way, the shepherd does not drive the sheep. He leads the sheep. He knows what is in every tomorrow that is coming to our life. And by the way, let us be honest tonight that the natural tendency of the human heart is to not be led by the shepherd. We don't want to be led by the shepherd. You know, it's amazing to me, children, when they are very little, can I tell you? You know what kids are born with? They don't want anybody telling them what to do. How many knows that's to be true of kids? But can I tell you, that's still in our hearts today. I mean, you take little kids. I mean, I remember our children when they were very young. And I remember they didn't want us telling them what to do. I mean, even if they were getting ready to do something dangerous, something that would be destructive, they wanted no one telling them what to do. And that is the natural tendency of our heart. We don't want to be led in the paths of righteousness. We prefer to turn our own way, even though it may lead to destruction. In fact, brethren, can I tell you this? You and I cannot find the right path unless we allow the Lord to lead us. We can't find the right path. We are not smart enough. We are like sheep. We have no sense of direction. We turn to our own way, and that way leads to destruction. So in Proverbs chapter 12, that's why it says in verse 15, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. He says, this is the way. No, God says, that's the way of a fool. Broken homes and broken hearts and distorted lives remind us everywhere that men and women have gone their own way. Can I tell you what happens when a person does not live the kind of life God wants them to live? It's because they have chosen their own way. And your way and my way doesn't work in God's world, because this is God's world. And we need the leading of the Lord. Now, brethren, by the way, the real struggle tonight is allowing God to lead us. It's yielding to the leadership of the Lord. And I believe if you and I want to know the leading of the Lord, the biggest problem that we have to face is dying to our own way. It's coming to the end of ourselves, like I preached on this morning. It is saying, Lord, not my will, but thine to be done. That's the greatest struggle. And when we come to the place to where all we want is God's will to be done, then we will know the leadership of the Lord. In fact, when we admit that we need His way, when we admit that we need a shepherd, sometimes we have lost our way. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but I believe all of us would admit sometimes we have lost our way. We have gone in the wrong way. You say, preacher, what do you mean? Well, maybe the way of, you know, backslidden, we're away from God. Maybe the way of unforgiveness. Maybe the way of holding a grudge. We've gone our own way. Maybe the way of we're doing things what is right in our own eyes, and we've lost our way. I don't know about you, but there's been times in my life when I've said, Lord, I feel like I'm that wayward sheep. And I need you, my shepherd. Can I tell you? I am thankful to know that the Lord is my shepherd. And He is the one that will leave the 99 and go look for the one that is lost. Amen. Aren't you thankful for that this evening? The leading of the Lord is personal, but we must be willing to be led. By the way, has God ever worked in your life to lead you in a way that you didn't think about earlier in your life? How many would be honest about that? I believe that's all of us. You know, sometimes we think, well, this is the right thing. And then later on we find out it's not the right thing. God's way is always right. It is best. And the Lord does lead. I am thankful tonight to know God wants to lead His children. He wants to lead us. Now, by the way, brethren, God does speak to us today, and I believe that God impresses on our hearts the things that we should do or the choices that we should make. God will impress upon our heart. If tonight, if you know Jesus as your Savior, the Spirit of God indwells you. And the Holy Spirit is your comforter. He is your teacher. The Holy Spirit can lead you. But please know, the way that the Holy Spirit will lead you is the way that goes in accordance to God's Word. By the way, does God speak today? Yes, I believe God speaks to us through His Word. I believe that's the main avenue through which God speaks to us. But I believe, secondly, that God can speak to us through other Christians. There have been many times that another Spirit-filled Christian has spoken to me, and God has used it to help me know the leading of the Lord. But I believe that God can use circumstances. God can work through the circumstances of life, and He can lead us because His leading is personal. By the way, let's think about these little sheep. You know what sheep often think? They think they have a better way than the shepherd. When the shepherd has already been there, the shepherd has already scouted out the land, the shepherd knows exactly where to take them, and you know what sometimes a little sheep might say? He might say in his heart, "Well, I'm tired of following the shepherd. I've got a better way." And guess what the little sheep does? The little sheep endangers itself. The little sheep does not know the way, and it gets lost because the shepherd has to go and find it. But sometimes you and I are that way. Sometimes we want to take our life in our own hands and say, "I'm going to make something in my life. I'm going to choose what's best for me." When, brethren, we must admit tonight that we do not know what is best for us. We need the leadership of the Lord. So, brethren, listen to the shepherd. His voice must be the first voice that we listen to, that we are listening and allowing the Lord through His word to lead us. His leading is personal. Number two, His leading is powerful. There's something very powerful about the leading of the Lord. Now, here's something you may not think about God's leading. Many stories in Scripture deal with God leading His people. God led the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage. God led them to the Red Sea. And by the way, when they came to the Red Sea, they could not pass through. Now, I want you to think just for a minute. When God led the children of Israel to the Red Sea, do you know what it was? It was a dead-end street. They couldn't go back because guess what was behind them? The Egyptian army. And they could not go forward because they're at the Red Sea. Can you imagine all the people said to Moses? Moses doesn't know where he's going. "Moses, you led us to the Red Sea. We cannot cross the Red Sea." And yet that was the leading of the Lord. In fact, there in that day, God performed a miracle. The people would not have chosen that way, but it was the choice that God made for them. By the way, brethren, the direction that God has for us is not our choice to make. It is our choice to give our lives to His leadership and let God lead us. And sometimes the Lord leads in ways that we do not understand. We think, "Lord, this doesn't make sense. Lord, this is not the path that I would have chosen," but it's the way God led. And when God led the children of Israel on that day, they experienced God and His power like they had never experienced before. Brethren, God's leading is powerful. And that means this: we are all just like wandering sheep. I mean, we wander. We get out of the way. And yet God's leadership is powerful in our life to lead us through amidst all the circumstances. By the way, do you know, we often make decisions based on experience or maybe even based on counsel. We make decisions. How many has ever made a decision before? And if you could go back, you would undo that decision because it was not a good decision. Would you lift your hand and hold it high? Well, that's true for all of us. And you know what? Sometimes we look on that and we say, "Well, I'm not going to make that bad decision again. Next time, I'm going to do this." And guess what? We have learned by experience. But God does not have to learn anything. God does not have to think, "Well, next time I'm going to do it this way." No, the Lord knows the perfect path to take. The Lord knows the leadership. His leading is powerful. Do you know what my leading is? My leading is very weak. My leading is not powerful. I need the personal leading of the Lord because His leading is powerful. Now, by the way, back in Psalm 23, notice what it says in verse 2, the end of verse 2. "He leadeth me beside the still waters." God leads us beside the still waters. Now, the waters to the sheep, most of their body is made up of water, as our body is. You know, you can go without food. If you're a teenager, maybe a couple of hours, all right? But you can go without food for many days. But water, you cannot go without water long. Why? Because God designed our bodies as He did for the body of the sheep. They have to have water. And where does the Lord lead us? He leads us to the still waters. You know that sheep will not drink out of rushing water. They will not drink out of troubled water. He leads them to the still waters. God leads us to what we need. He leads us to what is best for our life. Sometimes we think, Lord, this is not the best thing for me. But God knows what is best for us because His leading, He leads us to the still waters. But look in verse 3. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness. Now, brethren, the place the shepherd has chosen for us is the path of righteousness. You know, in fact, people who study sheep and shepherds know something about sheep, that sheep are creatures of routine, creatures that will walk the same path again and again and again. And that is not good for the sheep, because what happens is they develop ruts in the ground. And when the rain comes and the rain stands there, it attracts all kinds of different parasites and infection. And then the sheep, there's from their body and all of that, the water is not good for them. But the sheep want to walk right through the same path. And you know what the shepherd has to do? The shepherd has to take them a new path. And the shepherd has to say, no, don't walk this way. This is not healthy. This is not good for you. He leads them in the paths of righteousness. And brethren, often in our life, God has already seen the path. He knows the way. He knows where the path leads. We do not have to know the beginning from the end. All we need to know is that we are allowing the shepherd to lead us. By the way, the Lord not only puts us on that path, He's the only one who can keep us on the path of righteousness. He's the only one that's able, because His leading is powerful. Brethren, can I encourage you tonight? Don't get off the path of righteousness. There are enemies off the path of righteousness. If the sheep are following the shepherd, they're safe. There's safety in the presence of the shepherd. But away from the shepherd, there's wolves. Away from the shepherd, there's dangerous cliffs. Oh, may God help us tonight. The shepherd watches the sheep constantly, lest they go astray, because He wants to lead them. Now, brethren, our responsibility is not to know the way, it is to follow His way. Amen. That's our responsibility. You know what? That takes all the pressure off of me, because I'm just following the shepherd. I just want to follow Him. In fact, sometimes we want to run ahead of the shepherd, you know, or we wander away from the shepherd. Brethren, if the path you travel is not the path of righteousness, you are following another leader. Well, may God help us tonight to follow our shepherd. His leading is personal. His leading is powerful. But thirdly and lastly, His leading has great purpose. Now, what's the purpose of the shepherd's leading? Well, let's read it again. Back in verse number 3. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. Don't miss it. For His name's sake. Do you know what the leading, the purpose of His leading in our life? It is that God would be glorified in the way that we live. Brethren, I want to live allowing the Lord to lead my life, not so that I could receive the glory, but so that He could receive the glory. Do you know that God receives glory when we follow His path? When we allow His leadership in our life, it means for us to allow Him to lead us. And when we do, it is for His name's sake. Brethren, do you know that every one of us tonight, we bear the name of Jesus Christ. I want to ask you a question. On your job, what do people think of the name of Jesus Christ because of your life? At school, young people, what do people think of the name of Jesus Christ because of your life? In fact, what does your family think of the name of Jesus Christ because of your life? Listen, we bear that holy name. And if we name the name of Christ, the Bible says, let us depart from iniquity. We bear that name. And I want to give honor and glory to the name of Jesus. That's the purpose of allowing God to lead us. And by the way, I believe that God will give us opportunities to glorify His name. He'll give us opportunities on the path that He has led us to lift up His holy name. Now, in our minds, we often think, well, Lord, this is a good path. By the way, you think often that maybe a little sheep might think, well, look at this path. This is an easy path to go. I don't want to go with the shepherd. I want to take this path. This is simple. This is easy. This is better for me. But the shepherd knows something on that path. The shepherd knows that it appears to be good, but it's going to lead to destruction. So the shepherd leads another way. Brethren, let us trust our heavenly shepherd. Let us live day by day, allowing God to lead us. By the way, I think that's why it's so important to spend daily time in God's Word. Because you know what we do when we come to the Bible? We're saying, God, lead me. And by the way, God can impress on your heart what you are to do about decisions that you have to make, how you are to live your life. We have young people that are graduating from high school in our church and in our school. And you know, I can remember those days of what it was like. Lord, what do I do? What's the next step that I take? And sometimes it can be a little overwhelming. But all they should be concerned about is one thing, not what others think, but are they following the leadership of Jesus Christ? I love Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 11. The Bible says, "And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not." Brethren, I wonder tonight, do you want the leadership of the Lord in your life? Well, God wants to lead you, and He's ready to lead you. He's ready to lead us step by step, day by day. By the way, recently I was talking to someone. You know, the Bible says, a man's heart deviseth his own way. That's true. But I love the rest of it. But the Lord directeth his steps. I love that. You know, often in my life, I will have to admit to you, we and I have often devised my own way. Now, I'm not saying necessarily a wrong way, but we devise our own way. We do it all the time. But if we are allowing God to have the leadership in our life, He sometimes in our life will redirect our steps. If we are willing to let the Lord direct us. Brethren, that's why the Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and He delighteth in His way. Now, you know what that's speaking of there? If you long to know the ways of God, then God will direct your steps. We ought to pray daily, Lord, I don't want to make any decision unless I know that this is Your leading in my life. Unless I know. And I'm not talking about being very foolish with it. You know, I've heard of people, they want to pray about what they eat. All right, I think we should pray for our food, the Lord to bless it. But, you know, when it comes to eating, we should eat what is healthy and well. If it's unsweet tea, that's not the leadership of the Lord, all right? The leading of the Lord, you know what I'm saying. But let's let God lead us in our life. And by the way, it means this. It means that you cannot walk 6 days of the week away from God and expect Him to lead you the one day. You know, because sometimes we think, well, I'm going to live my own life and live my own way, and then God, now I need Your leadership. Well, it doesn't work that way. That's kind of like in a school when, you know, a student spends 4 days out of the week misbehaving and goofing off and not listening, and then the one day the test comes, he gets serious about the test, you know? Well, you know how that works. It doesn't work well. We should live daily, daily in God's Word, daily in prayer. And the Spirit of God divinely directs us and impresses our heart upon what He wants us to do and how we are to live our life. Because David said, the Lord is my shepherd. This is real to me. He is real to me. He is my shepherd. And he says, I shall not want. I don't lack anything because He is my shepherd. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. I love the song that is written, how God leads His dear children along. You know, the song says, some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. Brethren, God will lead us day by day. And by the way, I don't know about you, but I can look back over my life and you know what I see? Boy, the Lord kept me from going that path. Because that would have been a bad path. I didn't see it. I didn't know it. But God kept me from that. And boy, at a time of great decision, the Lord led me. Brethren, I'll tell you this. God will never fail to lead us as long as we are surrendered to His perfect will. His leading is personal. You can know it. His leading is powerful. There may be seen confusion, but brethren, remember this. God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. The devil is the author of confusion. He's the one who brings confusion to our life. God, by the way, remember what the Bible says, that God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Let God lead you.